Welcome back to the programme. Well, Ireland's World Cup plans have been dealt a major blow after a shock loss to the cup host Japan this morning. Eddie O'Sullivan came in here looking suitably sheepish, former Ireland coach. What did you say to me last Sunday?
I know, I feel like I'm coming to school without my homework done, Mary. I'm very nervous. Yeah, it was a big shock. We've never lost to Japan before. We didn't play badly, would you believe? Japan played exceptionally well, way better than they played in their first game. That was a factor. We went in at halftime the lead. We had, you know, it was a tough game. They were holding on to the ball and we were holding our own. But the second half, they took over the game and they just played us off the park. Partly down to our own kind of carelessness, kicking the ball to them, and they held on to it and they were excellent. I mean, they're a joy to watch, and the better team won, but it does shake us a little bit, but we're not, it's not the end of the world because we've two games left and right. We're still under control, but certainly the setback.
I was listening to some of the coverage earlier this morning, and we didn't seem to have the same pep in our step as last week. Would that be right or wrong?
Well, there was talk about us having a 6-day turnaround and did an 8-day turnaround, and given the guys are playing that humidity and heat, we certainly, you know, ran out of steam near the end. But that said, we knew what we were heading into. I thought the first half, we weren't far ahead, but we were in control of the game. We scored two tries, they hadn't scored a try.
Yeah.
And I thought, look, we go out here and just keep the foot on the gas here. But we changed tactics in the second half for some strange reason.
In what way?
Well, we ran with the ball more in the first half. The second half, we just kept kicking it down the field and they kept coming back. They wouldn't kick it back to us, which was expected. So I was disappointed from that side of it, that we kind of, we dug our own grave, really. And this sort of team, they were capable of doing this to us if we did the wrong thing, and we did the wrong thing in the second half. No excuses, the better team won. But we were still in control of our own destiny, which is the main thing.
Well, talk me through that very complicated.
Well, it's fairly straightforward.
If this happens,
It's not that complicated at the moment. We have two games left. We play Russia on Thursday. And then we play
Thursday week.
No, this Thursday.
Oh, this Thursday.
Yeah. With a short turnaround. And I think the problem he has now is he would want to rest a lot of guys next Thursday because Russia's a game we should win comfortably. I say that. I know you're saying. But he won't be able to play these guys that he played today. He's going to have to take a risk and run with a weaker team. And we should win. It's hard to believe we could lose to Russia because they're the weakest team in the pool. And then we've got Samoa, who are a little bit dangerous. But if we win those two games with a bonus point, I score four tries in each game, we'll be up to 16 points and that should get us into the quarterfinal. So it's still within our own control. Now,
what is Samoa like? Because of the part of the world they come from, they terrify me. But I understand their players are all stolen by New Zealand. Is that correct?
Yeah, and they're actually quite a dangerous team in that they're very big and physical and they play a bit like Japan. They play Polynesian-type rugby. They throw it around. But their discipline is poor and they're one of the weaker Polynesian sides. Like Fiji are better than them. Mm. But they've two guys this week suspended for high tackles. They probably won't be playing, so they're going to be weakened by that. But they're dangerous enough. But again, a game that you'd think they're way below us in the rankings. Right. We should win it.
Well, even Joe Schmidt doesn't want that ranking. I mean, it might have been very deserved, a year ago, but maybe not now. But Kesht Agum Earth, if Japan beats Scotland,
that's probably the best thing for us.
We'd get New Zealand.
I don't think it matters at the moment whether we play New Zealand or South Africa. South Africa are actually just as good as New Zealand at the moment. In some ways, South Africa would probably be a harder game for us. They're more physical. I wouldn't worry. Like I always felt that it didn't matter who we played in the quarterfinal. It was a Hobson's choice.
Yeah.
But on a balance, South Africa are probably a team that could cause us more problems. New Zealand, we know we've beaten them twice already in this cycle, and they're a team we know well. So I wouldn't be worried about that. But at the moment, I don't think they're talking about the quarterfinal anymore. We were here talking about it last week.
Yeah.
And suddenly we're now thinking, well, we best get the job done against. And you were right. You were right. I had to say it. You were cautioning me here last.
First time anybody has ever said to me,
no, you're right.
I was right about anything in sport.
Well,
yeah, you can always work your way into good in people's good books. Another caller here says, we were awful, Marion. Don't mind, Eddie. The Dublin media, which is inflicted on the whole country, thought we would steamroll Japan. Excuse me, Dublin media, what part of the world are you from?
Eddie? From the West, I'm from Galway.
Right. No, yeah. The Dublin media, which is inflicted on the whole country, thought we would steamroll Japan. They were fitter, faster and more technical than us.
They were in the second half. We were fine in the first half. We had them where we wanted them, but we just made the wrong decision in the second half. And they didn't have to be asked twice, you know. And they are a good team. But to be fair to them, they didn't play very well in the first game. When we were talking here last weekend, they played very poorly against Russia. And today they were a different team, and we thought the nerves had got to them, but they certainly had no nerves today.
Marion, the best thing Ireland did in the game was Joey Carberry. Now, see, I don't know what concerned because I was working. Yeah. Was Joey Carberry kicking the ball out for that losing bonus point at the end?
Very important.
Tell us about that.
Well, if you lose by 7 points or less, you get a losing bonus point. And they were on our line in the last minute, and we won the ball back. And the temptation would be to try and run and get a draw. That's the best we could do. But if we turned over the ball and they scored again, we'd lose the bonus point.
All right.
And that bonus point could be crucial at the end of the day in getting to the quarter final. So that was a smart move. It seemed like a capitulation in terms of just kicking out the ball and taking a loss.
Yeah.
But it was a smart move in terms of making sure we got the bonus point. So that was important.
Right. There were not that much, but there were a number of changes on today. And I suppose the standout one was Jack Carty. How did he do?
I thought he did quite well. You know, he was playing to orders. I mean, he set up two tries, really. He cross-kicked one, the first try for Gary Ringrose, and he tipped the ball back to Rob Kearney for the second try. So I thought Carty did a great job. He was substituted late in the game, but I think that was on the cards anyway. But he, in the second half, he kicked the ball a lot, but you could see he was playing to instructions. And I think that was a big mistake, changing our tactics.
Right, yeah. And do you think that would have been discussed at halftime by the Japanese people as well?
Well, they would have hoped we'd give them the ball. I mean, they wanted the ball and to play against us. So we played into their hand by doing that. I was just surprised we went that road. Because the first half we ran with the ball more and things were going nicely. We were two tries up, they hadn't scored. But look, misstep, and we're kind of brought back to earth again with a bang.
And presumably now we'll go into all the psychological analyses again. You know this thing of one team trying to unsettle another team. Does that work?
I don't think so. I mean, they were bellyaching about our scrum this week. They were saying that Keane Healy was scrummaging illegally. And plus, I looked at the scrum as a bucket of steam, really. They were just trying to, you know, jazz it up a bit with the referee.
Right.
But nobody pays attention. But there is a factor here, is that this is a blow to our confidence and our energy. Like, to lose a game like today sucks a lot of air out of the team. You know, they're now a good bit deflated after today.
Have to be.
And they have to rise up again now on Thursday. But it'll be a very different team Thursday. You can't go to battle with the same guys again next Thursday, because the energy is gone, you know. And two games in 6 days in that heat takes its toll.
And the humidity.
It's horrendous.
The humidity is a killer.
Now, they cope with that better than anybody, because they train all the time in that humidity.
Yeah.
And they know if they get into the last 10 minutes and they're still in the game, you're going to struggle more than they will.
Right.
So they took advantage.
Okay. That's what it's supposed to do, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Listen, Eddie, thank you very, very much indeed for that.
Thanks,
that was Eddie O'Sullivan, former Ireland coach.